Yeah, do you know what? Come on. I hear you.
It doesn't show a little microphone, so it doesn't seem like she's connected.
Okay.
Either that or she didn't turn her audio on.
Pat. Okay. So Jackie, did you want to kick it off?
Okay, we're ready to go. All right. Yes, I would. I'd love to kick it off. Well, welcome all you treasurers or wannabe treasurers or were treasurers. And you know, tonight we'll be here for an hour. We'll be helping you out. And in your world, time is money. So as president of this organization, the buck stops here. So without further ado, I'll turn this back to Robin, who's moderating this evening's adventure.
Okay. And we are recording this, so I am going to be sharing with you things that some of you know and know very well. But this will also go into the recording for people that you can then share with other people. So the first thing I want to do is, if I'm allowed to, Renee, may I be able to share my screen?
Oh, there's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. We just started.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And this is being recorded as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, so I am able to share my screen. So the first thing I wanted to show you was about dues. And a lot of people get questions. Oops, good Lord. There we go. A lot of people are like, well, I don't know when my dues are due, and I don't know when, Sorry. Okay. So a lot of people say, I don't know when my dues are due, and I don't know how to pay my dues, and different things like that. And a lot of the newer members might have these questions. So what I want you to do is go back and share with your chapter the really, really cool things that you as a member can do on your own, that you can save some time with. So on the New York State Women website, which is nyswomeninc.org, in the upper right corner, you see where it says member login. When you click on that, you're going to put in your email and your password. And if you can't remember what it is, put your email in there, hit request password, and then our database manager, Renee, will take care of sending you your information, and you can reset and different things as well. So I'm going to go ahead and log in. And once I'm logged in, this is where I have so much power. For example, if I'm wondering when are my dues due, or maybe I did change my email, or maybe I moved, or I have a different company, or I didn't put my company information in, the first thing that you see right up top is my profile. And when you click on that, that tells all about you. So that's my member ID. I'm good through May of next year. This is my address, information here. I work for Colgate, different stuff. I can put a description in. It lets me know that I'm a member of Mohawk Valley and also an associate member at CNY. This is where I could change my password. So that's one way that you can find out when your dues are due, and this is where you can also help your members to make changes to their profiles. The other thing that you can do, if I go back one, actually if I go all the way back, if I wasn't even logged in, and I go to membership, there's a choice of membership renewal. So they didn't even have to log into the member site if they wanted to do that. So what you do is you would put in your email, obtain renewal information, and it gives you the ability to pay your dues right online. This is the best way. This is the fastest way to do this. And especially with the pandemic still going on strong, it's very hard to gather the checks and get them to the bank and everything. So this is how we would prefer dues to be paid. And this is also what, as treasurers, you should be telling your members, this is the best way. Now, if you've got someone who is just not comfortable doing this online and they have to give you a check, it's still allowed. We won't like put you in timeout or anything like that. But it's not the best way to do that. Now, how you would do that, there's a couple different ways. And what I'd like to do is, Patty and Mary, I know there were some changes last year. So did one of you want to talk about, because I know that it used to be that they would pay their entire dues to their local and the local would send in the $35 for them. And that's not how it is anymore. So let's clear this up and get it on tape. So Mary or Patty or Renee? Oh, I wasn't going to call on Renee. Renee's busy.
What's really supposed to happen, as far as I know, is that the checks are supposed to be sent to the membership person, which right now they're being sent to an address in Hamburg. And we process them because we actually mark them as paid, send the renewal confirmation. The issues that we've run into is when checks are sent all over the place, mm-hmm. When they're sent directly to the treasurer and then they don't get processed in the membership database, then we have people saying, well, you cashed my check, but you didn't actually, you're not marked as a member. You've been inactive for so long. Right. When you get the renewal notices, there's an address right on those notices, and that's where the checks have to be sent.
Okay, perfect. And so membership renewals are sent to the members 3 months in advance, and every month, unless they don't have an email, then they're getting it snail mailed. So if your member or someone is saying, well, I never got a dues notice, it then possibly their email is incorrect in the system. Okay. But so that's the process.
We do snail mail membership notices out once a quarter. We do not do it every month because that would not be very cost effective to keep mm-hmm. sending out paper things, but we do it once a quarter.
Okay. Good. So if your address is right or your email address is right, they should be getting these pieces of information. Questions on dues? Okay. Yes, Jackie.
Okay. It says here that your total amount due is $60. Is that your local dues and the state dues and your region dues?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And what you're going to find out is each chapter sets their own local piece of the dues. So the state dues is $35 for everybody, whether you're a member at large, whether you're a member of a chapter. Your region dues, if you're local, is what your region has set up. Some are three, some are four, some are five. Okay, some are probably different numbers than that. And then your local piece of it is how much you set and what's in your bylaws. So our Mohawk Valley dues is $60. I'm going to pick on Central New York. Central New York dues are 100?
Correct.
Yep. So it's 100 because they incorporate a fundraising piece into their dues, which
that is correct.
Which the members love. So that's theirs is different. Buffalo Niagara is different. So it's the 35 is always the same.
And when you go to pay your dues, there's always those blanks on the dues payment form to identify, here's my state, here's my local, here's my region?
No, it's just for the full amount.
Okay.
Yeah, just for the full amount. And then there is another category of membership called a student member. And theirs has a lower, I believe, a lower state dues. I think it's
15.
15. Okay. 15. So if you do have student members, they can get that. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to go back.
Jackie, we don't, the state doesn't, all we do is send back the local dues. We don't get involved in the region dues. That's handled at the local level. Like I know our Tri-County, we send our region dues. Our treasurer sends our region dues to the region treasurer. But we only send back to them. I mean, we only get back from the state everything other than 35.
And I'm asking the question and expecting the answer because we're getting this, having this recorded. So who's ever listening to it may have had that question. So now it's answered. Thank you.
Yep.
That's good. Yep. So when I send in my $60, $35 of that would go for state and they would send the remainder back to the Mohawk Valley. Okay. Great. So I wanted to do that. Okay. Another thing that I wanted to show you as treasurers or presidents or something is what we do at Mohawk Valley is I pull a roster right before every meeting, well, back when we used to meet face to face. And it shows me is who's current with their dues and who's not. And I sort of just walk around and I said, oh, by the way, your dues are due or something. So I wanted to show you how as any member can do this. You don't have to be an officer. So if I go back to the member login, I'm still logged in. And I go up to the top where it says chapters, chapter roster. Okay. And what the chapter roster does is shows me, so this is the Mohawk Valley. It shows me, I have to move you guys out of the way here. It shows me, this is my 14 records. So this is current. So these are the people. And it also says when they're paid through. Okay. Then I can also see, well, who's lapsed. And I can see these are the people that are lapsed. And I might want to reach out to them or I might want to have our membership person reach out to them as well. The nice thing about this too is you see where it says export to Excel. So if I click on that, depending on how your system is, it's going to export this. It's usually in your downloads folder or something like that. I'm going to open it up. Come on. There we go. And here this is. And this is a nice piece that I can actually bring to my meeting and show my members, and I can get rid of things that I don't want and stuff, you know, hide things. But this is a really nice feature. And then towards the end, it says when they're paid through, what type of membership they have. So we actually do have a student member at Mohawk Valley. She's a perpetual student.
Yeah.
She's been in college for, well, anyways. She likes to study. So that's what that is. So that's something else that you can do. And all of your members can do this as well. So when they say to you, well, I don't know, where am I going? Sorry. I lost my head. When they say to you, I don't know how to get a hold of someone. Well, when you're logged in your member site. Oops. I guess I got locked. Nope, here I am. There's a button. It says search NYSW. Do a search. So maybe I want to see, I really want to get a hold of Jackie, and I just don't know how to do that. In fact, I can't even remember her last name. I'm just going to go J-A-C. And I think her last name starts with an S. I don't know. Forget that says Shulman. And then I'm going to hit search. What this does is shows anybody within the membership who are active that first name starts with JAC, last name starts with S. And what this also can tell is, so I see there's her phone number, there's her email. And if I click on her name, because maybe I want to send her a card, I click on her name, and here's her address. Okay. This is only available once you have logged in as a member. So this isn't freely out there to all the creepos out there. Okay. It's just for the membership. Questions on this? Additional things that you might want to add? Okay. Again, I'm in as a member. This is where we were talking about if you do change your membership, your officers, under chapters, submit officers. That's where you would go to do that. Under regions, the same thing. This is where you can submit your information for officers for your region as well. Under state, this is where you'll see the leadership directory. This is where you're going to see historical Zoom meetings and recordings and stuff. Okay. Now another, I don't know where I went. Okay. Another thing that is, I think it stopped being logged in. Another thing that's very important for treasurers is to know what it is you're supposed to be doing as a treasurer. So there's a feature called the MOI, which stands for Manual of Instruction. And what this has in it are the rules and the procedures and how to do this. And if you're a president, what should you do? And something like that. So if I go into the Manual of Instruction, you're going to see all this great information. If you scroll down, you're going to see president, president-elect, vice president, secretary, treasurer. Hey, that's you, maybe. So I'm going to click on the PDF of that, and you'll, the PDF. And this is the manual of instruction for the treasurers. And if you were a state treasurer, these are some things that you would do. If you were a region treasurer, these are some of the things you would do. And if you are a local treasurer, these are the things that you would do. And this is all out there for you. It mentions here, number 6, chapter liability insurance invoices and certificates of insurance. So the treasurer, the state treasurer, which is Patty Pollock, will generate those and send them out to the local chapter presidents. No,
treasurers. Received ours today.
There you go. Okay. Questions. And it says that this was last updated the end of March of 2019. So that's some great information out there. In addition, it's got other things. It's got all, oh, I'm sorry, Jackie. Yep.
Go back there, would you please?
Sure.
You were local treasurer, item 6, local treasurer, item 6. Liability insurance, something that they need to know, we should mention it for the reporting, that when they have events, they need to have a certificate for that event. Under A, you see A? So they need to get a hold of, I believe, the treasurer to get a copy of that certificate. Now, the ones that Patty sent out is the general liability, but I believe that the certificate is specific for that event.
No, Jackie.
Tell me.
No, Jackie, this is Mary. Jackie sent out, along with the invoices, are the certificate of insurance that are good for the whole year.
Okay, so they don't have to get a special certificate for the event.
That's when they're having a special event. If wherever they're having it, ask for that certificate. They all don't ask for it, but
Then that means that they've already got the certificate in hand from Patty.
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I do remember that the locals used to call the treasurer and say, I need that certificate. So now we just send it out so they have it. Okay, good. Thank you.
Also, if you're doing a state event like Women's Day at the fair, the fair requests the certificate. It goes straight to the state, and the state issues it to the state. So the local doesn't have to do that. That comes from the state to the event person.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Very good.
That's good to know, That's good to know.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Okay. But I would definitely recommend going through the MOI, seeing some of the things that are there, letting your members know too, because in addition to this about the chairs, it also has structure and organization. It has the financial guidelines. It has different things that you would need to do if you were setting something up. The organization map and the organization chart, how it's state and then region and then chapters, and some of those things as well. It also talks about the two additional affiliated organizations, the CDO, Career Development Opportunities, and also Grace LeGendre. Now, the other exciting piece is the toolkit. You can access the toolkit from the bottom here, or if you go up to MOI, toolkit is up there as well. And what this does is has samples and basically tools for you, such as you're doing an agenda. I've never done an agenda before. Or I'm the treasurer, the process for that. Or expense reimbursement request form. So maybe you did spend something for the state, or maybe you want to even use it locally or something. So there's a form that you can fill out. Other things, just bylaws are out there. Model chapter duties. Let's show that for an example. Okay. So we pulled this down at Mohawk Valley. We pulled it down as a Word doc. And so then what we did was we were able to use this when we were trying to get people to want to run for office. These are some of the things that they would do, and it just lets them know. Other things. If we were doing an event, we were having elections, there's some of the pieces that you need there. Maybe you need a generic application for NYSW. There, this is here. All the PPD, the personal professional development, those are all here as well. Sample press releases are out here. Visual identity guidelines. What does that mean? Well, you see up in the upper left-hand corner, there's that perfect logo for New York State Women, Inc. It's got the right blues, it's got the right greens and the right font. Don't be making up your own. You want to use that logo, and I'll show you where to get some of those as well. If you want to do Reality Store, here's some information about that. If you were a local chapter, and we don't want you to do this, but maybe you were dissolving or merging. Well, merging is good, but dissolving is not good. You could do that as well. Okay. But just all sorts of different things that are out there. Okay. Want to take you over to marketing. 5-4. And this is where you can have different things that you can look at. Our branding, tips for press releases. Logos, do's and don'ts. Over on the left-hand side, this is where you're going to see your chapter logos. Here's all of our chapters. So maybe I did want to see the Mohawk Valley. I click on Mohawk Valley. Got different ones out there. So if I'm going to use it on the web or in a word processor or in a PowerPoint or something, I could use these. Okay. And then I simply could right click on it, save image as, and then I could be able to use that. And they've all been created for you in the proper fonts and everything like that. The ones up top, this is black in color. That's if you're going to be sending it to a real printer, like an official person printer, where they might need it in a more graphic format for very high quality for print and things like that. Okay. Questions? Okay. So for treasurers, for those of you that have been, I'm going to stop sharing at this point. Maybe. Yes. For those of you who have been treasurers before, what words of advice would you give to new treasurers? We've got Mary, you were a past state president. Patty, you're the current state president. Maureen, you've been the treasurer. We're doing treasurers. Sorry. Well, you were a past state president, Mary, but Patty, you're the new treasurer. Maureen, you were a treasurer for the local and the region. I think Jennifer, now you're the new treasurer for your chapter. Good. Very good. Renee's probably been treasurer a bunch of times. Patty, were you ever a treasurer? Never, she says. Okay. For those of you that were, what are some of the things that you would give as a word of advice?
Well, I'll say in terms of the treasurer, don't let it get out of hand in terms of stay on top of, when you get your monthly statement, reconcile it to your treasurer's report, reconcile any items. Make sure you're communicating with the president to let them know if there's outstanding checks that have not cleared because you may have given her one to, pay a bill or a restaurant, or the same with if there's a lag in members paying their dues. It's just keep on top of it. Don't let it get out of hand, snowball, because if you let it go 2 or 3 months sometimes, it's just harder to play catch up, and then it's very frustrating, and then you don't want to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That's all. Yeah.
Very good, Maureen. And so, Maureen, you for the Central New York, every month at the meeting, you give a treasurer's report, an overview verbally, but you also give them an actual report that shows what checks you wrote and what the balances are, and you entertain questions from the membership. Because it should be transparent. You're the steward of the money. So that's great.
Right. And it's presented, but it's subject to audit. So, it's accepted by the membership, but it's still subject to audit.
Right. So there doesn't need to be a motion or anything for that to do that. Great. Mary, do you have anything that you would... share as a word of advice or best practices?
Well, I agree with Maureen as far as staying on top of it, and it's so important. The members that haven't paid their dues, I think I keep hearing from chapters, whether they're president, treasurer, whatever, they don't know who's lapsed and who isn't. So when you went over that part about the active members, it's so important to pull that every single month. Mm-hmm. And at your meeting, go over it. It just is so important. Mm-hmm. Because that's how they get lapsed and then they get lost.
Right.
So it's just so important.
Yep. And let your membership chair know if people are lapsed with your chapter. There are some sample letters within the toolkit that you can use. You can customize and, say, "Dear Susie Q, we haven't seen you in a couple months and we really hope that everything's okay," and blah, blah, things that you can adjust. And if someone doesn't renew, there's sample ones to send for that as well. Okay, good.
It is, Robin, it is so much easier for the state treasurer if dues are paid by PayPal, mm-hmm. because first of all, it's handwritten, okay? It's not handwritten like the checks are. Mm-hmm. So many times when the dues checks get sent in to Kathy Cirillo, they just have names squiggled at the bottom, and sometimes it's hard to read them. Mm-hmm. When you pay by PayPal, everything's printed, and it's just so much faster and easier on the state treasurer and even the database people.
Yeah.
So I know there are still chapters and members out there that don't want to do it by PayPal, but it's just so much more efficient. Mm-hmm. Really is.
Okay. Very good. Patty, did you've been a treasurer for your local and other organizations?
Well, no, you know me, I go from 0 to 90. So I've never been a treasurer before. Now okay. I'm the state treasurer, so, no stopping me.
Okay.
I was a treasurer for the a campaign last year in 2019. I still am treasurer of the Shenango County District Attorney's campaign. But I have worked in accounting for 30 years. So, okay. And I'm extremely an organized person. So, I mean, it's just sometimes to a fault. It's like ridiculous. But that is the key to doing any kind of financial, is you have to be organized,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm big on setting schedules for myself and, you know, checking to make sure that, okay, this needs to be done by this day. This needs to be done by this day. And, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I close the month at my job every month and I reconcile everything and, you know, but I always try to make sure it's all done by the 10th of the month. That's why, and I'll do the same thing with New York State Women, but I agree with Maureen. It's all about staying on top of things and being organized and not letting things just hang out, because that's when they get lost and then they get forgotten.
Okay. Good. Good. Very good. Jennifer, as a new treasurer, are there things that you have questions on?
At the moment, no. I'm very happy that you did this. I appreciate seeing how New York State Women's Inc., how the website is organized. First of all, it's fabulous. I'm a writer, so I am not a numbers person. I'm a touch intimidated by doing this. They had asked a few people if they would be treasurer, and I felt like they were getting a little desperate. And when they asked me, I said, sure, my husband's a CPA. So I'm like, guess what, honey? You get to be treasurer. Or at least he gets to help me out a whole lot. So I appreciate seeing all of that. I'm looking forward to looking at the website a little bit more. And, you know, I've been president of other organizations, so I'm familiar with budgets for nonprofits. So at the moment, I don't have questions, but that doesn't mean that you ladies are not going to get an email from me saying,
hey. No, and that's what we're all here for. So definitely, definitely reach out. I'm just going to. Who's is it, Maureen?
And I am in your region, Jennifer. So I'm in Region 6 as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Patty. I will be, I'll be reaching out. I know they had, at the last meeting of the year, we had set up a budget, and, you know, it's very close to the budget from last year. So we do have a budget. Who knows what we're going to get to do this year, but yeah, but I'm excited, and I appreciate the Zoom call. I appreciate the website, and I appreciate the offers of help. Thank you.
Great, great. Now, you mentioned budget, and that's a very important piece as well. In your local chapter bylaws, it talks about your budget procedure and that a budget must be made at this specific time because it needs to be presented to your membership. It needs to be voted on. So that's an important piece. And I know not all chapters do a budget, which, how do you know what you're spending and how can you plan for things? And so I want to stress the importance of doing a budget. So that's awesome.
I know our local, I'm in Tri-County Region 6. You know, we do a budget every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we vote on it at our meeting, and then it's put in, and we actually like take the amount of money that we need to cover our budget, and we move it from our, you know, CDs or savings or whatever, and put it into the operating account, so the money's already there mm-hmm. to cover any bills that we're going to incur based on our budget.
Great. Great. And a budget is a guide. It's not you. It's, I mean, if you need to do it something different, that's, you know, that's a okay, as long as the membership is with you on that. But it should be a good guide for you. For Mohawk Valley, what we have is we have two accounts. And one is when we do our fundraisers. So we do this Women of the Year dinner where we honor 8 women and we have 300 people and we get lots of money. And so what we do with that, we say the money that is raised at this event is earmarked for scholarship. And we put that in a special checking account. I make money, I spend money, the difference, the profit. The profit goes into that specific account because that's for scholarship. Okay. Then we also have other events that are for operating expenses. You know, so we might do something else where it would go then towards helping with membership and some of those other pieces. But having a budget is really a good tool for that. Also, you're going to want to have an audit done of your books every year. It doesn't have to be a super expensive fancy one for your chapter, but you do want to have a couple members outside of yourself just looking things over, you know, for that. That's a good thing to have done as well. And it just makes sense, you know, for that. What else as treasurers, what else would be useful to know?
Well, one thing, Robin, it's Mary, in March or April is when either the president-elect, treasurer, someone sends out the request for funds for the president's purse. So mm-hmm. It's important to watch for that email, and that should also be something that's in your annual budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's, you can find information on that in the MOI on the treasurer's page down towards the bottom of local chapter treasurer. It talks about the president's purse. So yeah, and the president-elect sends that out. Great. Good. Thank you, Mary, for mentioning
that.
You're
welcome.
Jackie.
I think it's important for treasurers that are not going to run again, so they have an election for a new treasurer, that former treasurer transfers all of her information to the new treasurer. So that because I think sometimes we get caught up and we think it's ours and we hold things close to the chest, and it's not ours. It belongs to the organization. And I think that for every office, no matter what office, if there are, and we've got so much, you know, that we put in our own personal files on the computer, but thank God we have the MOI, because it belongs to the organization, not to you personally. So, Jennifer, you're new. So your former local chapter treasurer should be giving things to you, such as the checkbook and any copies of accounts, you know, that you have. And whatever else. I don't want to get into treasurer talk. I'm not a treasurer. But just so you know, there's an easy transfer. And I believe it should be done like within the 30 days of your election.
Well, the new year starts on July 1st. So it definitely should be done
soon. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yep. Great. So I've gone through my list. Are there other things? Anybody?
Maybe the, you know, are we tax exempt? We're not for profit, but we're not tax exempt. You can't give money and have, you know, organizations can't give us money, then write it off their income tax.
Right. So the state organization and most of the chapters are not 501c3s. Okay. Grace Legendre is, CDO is. So if you were to donate money to them, you could write it off. That also means that only Grace Legendre and the CDO are able to do raffles and 50-50s.
Right.
New York State says that you can't do that. Whatever.
Right.
So that's one of those things. So right. we're not tax exempt.
Right. No, so then if you have to pay the tax for the meals.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. What else? What are some other things?
Are they bonded? Are the treasurers of the local and the region bonded?
Mary?
No, they aren't. Not unless they themselves pay that. New York State does that. But as far as I know, unless you have a separate policy or can somehow link onto the state policy, they aren't actually bonded.
I know so, BNC is. Buffalo Niagara.
So, and that's something that you do?
Mm-hmm. We pay it separately every year.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jackie.
So our state treasurer is bonded.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
The other thing I'll say, just from things that have happened in our chapter, treasurers have forgotten checks or forgotten the credit card, and consistently, so it's consistently on their personal credit cards, that does not look good. So you really want to try to make sure that it's not put on anyone's personal credit card or paid by a personal check. You want to really make sure and push that the treasurer has the credit card or a check with them to pay for things.
That's good to point out, because I know at Mohawk Valley, we don't have a credit card.
We just have a bank card, like right, a debit card. Right.
But we don't have that. So it's always by check, or we pay it and then get reimbursed. But that's a good point to bring up.
Yes, Robin, I think as a good rule of thumb is, whenever possible, get a check from your chapter to pay for something rather than paying for it yourself and then asking for reimbursement. It's always a cleaner audit tool.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I've been getting emails from the IRS that says it's a good time now to complete your 990. Could you talk about that?
They were supposed to be done in May for anybody who's incorporated already. For those chapters that never incorporated and that we're not going moving forward with, they don't need to worry about it. But anybody who's incorporated should have filed their taxes in May.
Well, what does that encompass, Renee?
You basically go on a website, and there's a 990 N form, and you have to answer two questions. Are you still operating? And is your income under $50,000? Yeah. So it takes less than a minute to do. Very, very simple. Two questions, and that's it.
Great.
And the treasurer does that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And Jackie, I think those emails that have been coming out are just marketing emails.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I find now as president, there's a lot of strange emails that come. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. A lot of junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Part of the job.
Question on the tax thing. Personal taxes were given an exemption till July 15. Was the filing you're talking about for May also skipped out? Was that given an extension?
I didn't hear anything about it. I mean, being that it takes less than a minute, we just did ours back in May. I mean, I never heard that they were exempting nonprofit filing.
Yeah, I didn't either. So I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
So it would be a good idea to do it now if you haven't done it at all?
Yes.
Right.
Or skip a year?
No, better late than never. Just go on and fill it out.
Better ask forgiveness than permission.
Yeah. And after Renee, after 3 years, don't they just drop you off?
Yeah. If you were incorporated and you haven't filed taxes in 3 years, you've lost your status.
And the reason for incorporating back several years ago?
There was tax implications, there was liability implications. It's the right thing to do in theory. And in the business world, it's definitely the proper thing to do, but chapters just outright refused. They were not going to do it. They weren't going to give us the paperwork, and it became a monster very quickly. And the fact that we couldn't get, it was like an all or nothing. We had to get everybody done so that we could file all together, or everybody had to file separately. And even if we went through the process of getting a chapter incorporated, they never bothered to file their taxes. Mm-hmm. So it's not worth it.
Okay.
What it came down to.
Yes, I have a feeling, Renee, that there's only a few that have really filed their taxes. The rest of them have almost all lost that exemption.
They have. I talked to Lois Force last week a few times that after 4 years, we did it in 2016. So yeah,
right.
For almost 5 years, she wanted to get back and start doing the process again. And I'm like, no, we're done. this is why we stopped when we did, because we couldn't get answers. And to start picking it up 4 years later was not going to happen. Yeah. It probably would have opened up a huge bag of worms of why we haven't done anything for 4 years. So I'm like, no, we're not dealing with this.
Okay.
Yeah. So New York State, the state level, is incorporated. They're fine. They're doing what they should be doing. It just, the chapters are not. No. At least most of them. There's a few chapters that, yes, they're filing their taxes and they're doing what they should do, but that's a very small handful.
Just an FYI. The tax, when you do go back, and if you want to reinstate it, one of the groups I belong to was fined $600 for failure to do that 30-second form.
Yeah, we found that out. The determining factor was when we tried to close Adirondack, which was one of the first ones, and they were going to make us pay all these back fees and back charges, and we're like, no, nope, we're done. Like, that's ridiculous.
Okay. Good. Other thoughts before we close. All right. So going to do a plug for next week's workshop, which is going to be on ways to use Zoom for your meetings, ways to use Facebook for promoting yourselves, and also going over a little bit of what we did on the website in more detail for the general populace as well. So that will be an everybody's invited, and we hope to see everybody there, and we want a crowd so I can do breakout rooms. Sorry. Just kidding. All right.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this.
Well, it was very, very nice to get to know you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for stepping up.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It'll be fun.
Sure will. Something new.
Of course.
Something new.
Put it on your resume.
There you go.
Absolutely. It'll be together time with my husband. As he helps me out with this. Okay, thank you.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
Thanks, Renee, for hosting.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.